Okay. What's up, everyone? If you don't know who I am, my name is Chris Morrison. I run a company called Predictable Sales. If you aren't familiar with what we do over here at Predictable Sales, you know how a lot of agency owners, marketing consultants, business coaches, sales trainers all have a huge desire to actually grow a scalable business and run it like a real CEO. But they struggle with consistently or having consistency in their lead flow and sales and never really know if their strategy is really truly working for them. And because of that, always end up feeling really frustrated because it feels like they're constantly taking two steps forward and one step back in the growth of their business. Well, we help offer owners just like that with our direct one-to-one coaching tailored to their specific needs and turn their business into a systemized machine that not only makes a fuckload of great recurring revenue, but also becomes simpler to run than ever before. Does any of that resonate with you? Because if it does, you're in the right place. And today, we are going to be talking about a very, 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 very strong issue that I see so many people experience when they are trying to scale up their organic or just actually even bring really good team on at the same time as well. And one of the biggest issues I see people experience is just not having enough really good, high quality sales calls on a calendar with people who actually already want what they have to sell. And one of the biggest reasons why this is because the right process is not in there to actually draw the conversations out in a way that would actually get someone to a call who wants to already change the situation, understand you can solve their problem, and already wants to get it solved at the same time as well. And over the past 2 years, we've booked about 800 calls from the group that you're in right now. And sold over 2 million in, obviously our offer just based off the line of questioning that we use in Messenger to get someone to a call, in a way where there's almost zero friction. And in reality, the people who actually do hop on a call with us don't just want to be there, but they actually proactively want to buy something at the same time as well, which is really cool. And very grateful for that at the same time as well. And the good news is today I'm going to pull the curtain back and explain why a lot of your scripts might not be working right now. Two things that really stick out to me that most people fuck up on when it comes to scripting in the first place. And one of the biggest reasons why most people never get the amount of actual conversations started that they'd like in the first place, and why the way they might be producing inbound lead flow right now might be fucking trash. And a bunch of examples on what to do at the same time as well. Again, if you don't know who I am, Chris Morrison, CEO of Predictable Sales. Thank you for coming to hang out and talking through this stuff with me. If by chance you are here because you would like a copy of the scripting that we're talking about, so the problem finding checklist, it has scripts, it has the actual whole process in there. It gives you the breakdown of what questions to ask, when to ask it, and how to actually get the gap, how to get the problem, how to get everything you would need to actually make an amazing offer to someone to actually come on a call with you to get them through a conversation and actually want to actually speak to you and fix their problem. If you'd like a copy of that, comment the word scripts below and I'll get it across to you as soon as humanly possible. So there's kind of three main things as to why most people don't get the amount of calls they'd like booked or get the volume of quality of calls they'd like booked at the same time as well. And the three things that I want to talk about today are change, problems or lack thereof, and the lead source that might not be doing anywhere near the justice that you think it might be or hope it would be at the same time as well. And in my opinion, when it comes to scripting, the biggest issue that someone typically tends to have when they are speaking to someone in Messenger or when they get to a call in the first place, right? Like if we were to think about it from the perspective of, reverse engineering for the thing that we actually want, we want someone showing up to a call already wanting to change their current situation and already having self-selected that you are going to be the person to help them do that at the same time as well. And knowing that that's the case, The amount of people that aren't actually thinking about how can I actually utilize the conversations that I'm having people within Messenger, how the biggest thought that isn't going on is like, why are you guys not focused on actually finding out if the person that you are speaking to actually wants to change their current situation? Most scripting I see out there is focused on let's find their goal. Let's find out if they would like help fixing that goal or whatever it is, right? You guys never find out like if the person you're speaking to genuinely has a not just an interest, but a commitment and a desire and is focused on actually changing what's happening right now. And as a consequence of that, you guys are falling into a position where even if you guys do book calls, people are showing up on calls with no intent of actually doing anything, and it turns into more of an information session than anything else. And you guys are sitting there going like, I don't know why this is happening right now. If you guys have ever had something like this happen in the past, drop a yes in the chat or something like that, because this is really important stuff. If you guys aren't focused on finding out if the person you're speaking to actually wants to make a change to their current situation right now, you guys will find a huge amount of resistance between yourself and the person you're speaking to when you actually get to a point of, talking about fixing a possible solution at the same time as well. And why that doesn't work, right, is like, if you don't have someone on a call with you who's already self-selected and chosen that they are going to commit to making change, be it with you or someone else, right? At this point, you haven't earned the right, in my opinion, to actually get them to say, yes, I would like to work with you in particular. We still have to go through actually showing how a solution can fit and fix that at the same time as well. But if you've got someone to a call who isn't committed to making a change, irrespective of vendor in the first place, this is the first thing that you're going to experience that's going to be huge creation of resistance, might be a good way to explain it, because they're going to be sitting there going, like, well, I don't even like this. Now's not the time. I don't even really want to change anything. I just wanted to hear what you're speaking about, if that makes sense, right? What we started doing differently, because we were experiencing this too, and what we started doing differently was we started with the intention of choosing and looking to actually increase the quality of person on the call that we were getting who wanted to make a change. Like that's step one. They got to want to make a change. We started adding questions in that genuinely asked. Like once we found out what they wanted and where and why they weren't there right now, we started asking questions around like, well, is that something you'd like to change? Right. And if they said no, well, why would we take them to a call? Right. But if they said yes, then obviously now we're in a position where we actually get the opportunity to ask them if they would like some help changing that, because sometimes they might not want help changing it at the same time as well. Now, as a consequence of this, we've started training up our team on helping people actually understand this at the same time as well. And we've started seeing a outcome of something like 60 to 65% of calls that we take are actually closing at the moment for people who genuinely want to make a change in their world at the same time too. And what we now do with clients, with every single person, is like we help create scripting with them that actually gives them a really clear inclination to whether the person they're speaking to has the problem that they want to solve, i.e., the problem that their offer solves, and make sure that all their content out there speaks to a specific pain point that they want on the sales call, and then find out with their scripting, is that the actual problem they can find in there? And does that person want to change their current situation? And when people aren't booking calls or whatever it is, we just ask them to send across a bunch of their actual conversations for us to review. And then we coach them to work out why the people they're speaking to don't necessarily feel as if that they want to have that change right now, so that we can actually help not manipulate, but change the actual scripting or change the marketing they're doing to actually get someone in who genuinely wants that level of change already. And then getting it so that, if they speak to, say, 20 people today, three to four of those people want to hop on a call and want to make change. And what I've found is that doesn't happen. That level of clarity and that speed of quality of human that comes into a call doesn't happen without actually having someone else on the outside reviewing the conversations you're having and working out why things aren't working for you right now. And that's why I love doing it with people when we work with them in a one-to-one nature where they get full access to speaking with us on a daily basis as well. So if we don't have someone who is focused and committed to change, right, the quality of the calls is not going to be there, right? And the conversation you have is going to be pretty trash. And the obvious outcome of that is going to be probably a person who doesn't want to sign up as a client or whatever reason, just makes life really hard for you at the same time, too. But in order to actually get someone to a stage where they would even consider or choose to make a change, there's a few ingredients that need to exist in order for change to be a thing that they would actually even consider in the first place. Obviously, the person needs to not admit, but they need to understand that where they're at right now is not where they want to be, right? That they must understand that where they're at right now is not where they want to be. Because if they love where they're at, right? Like, change is not really going to be something that they have any desire to have in the first place, right? And in order to actually get them to a stage of understanding where they are right now is not where they want to be, like, we just need to ask some simple, like, what's the 90-day goal, whatever it is. Like, these are normal things. But then it's like, cool. So what is it that's preventing you from being there right now, right? Like, why are you not there now? Like, if you're looking to grow or looking to get to X outcome that you said you wanted to get to, like, what's truly preventing you from being there right now? And that question, or that type of questioning, will actually draw out the actual reason why that person isn't at their goal right now, which is the pain point or the problem that they're experiencing, that if they were to decide to make a change, would have to be the core ingredient that would they would say, I would like to change this to. As an example, right? If we speak with someone and they're struggling getting sales calls, and that's what's preventing them from getting to, say 30 grand a month or whatever it is, right? Then we would want to ask questions around cool, right? So, like, what do you think is preventing you from actually getting the sales calls right now? Is it that you don't have a system in place? You don't have the skills? You don't have a good script or whatever it is? You say script, and I think my skills are a bit trash too. Cool. Is that something you'd like to change? So now I have a privilege to ask a change question because I have actually found out the problem and the pain point that's preventing them from getting to the goal they want to get to in the first place. And now I have a really clear insight to what it is that they would possibly like to change. Now I get to ask if they want to change it. None of this would be available to us, and none of this would be relevant, and none of this would be we wouldn't have permission, or like, there's no justification for us to ask a question like this unless we have a clear inclination to what that problem is. And once we do, bam, we can ask change, right? When this happens, though, right? If you don't have the problem, what you're setting yourself up for is if you were to ask someone to come to a call when you don't have a problem that they have pre-considered and premeditated and pre-admitted and like explained to you that this is the thing that's preventing me from getting to the goals that I want to achieve right now, we don't have anything that we can fix for that person, right? We don't have anything that would increase the intent of the human that we are going to speak to even want to make a change and want to come to that call in the first place. Again, the consequence of that is when you do get someone to a call, they're just not going to be fucking like inspired to want to change anything. And they won't see you as a solution to a problem that you have both agreed that they are currently experiencing right now, and they are going to suffer. Oh, you're going to suffer immensely based on the fact that the person's going to show up on the call still not quite clear on what it is that you might be able to do for them. So the respect for you might not be there, and the level of desire to actually have you change something for them is going to be significantly lower and lower and lower. It doesn't work, right? Without having the problem there, it just doesn't fucking work because you just meet a whole lot of resistance. Again, it just turns into an information session, and they just don't really want to be. They have no true intent of being there. And that fucking sucks, right? When we are looking at a client's like breakdown of their current sales process or the way that they're getting clients or whatever it is, what we want to do is we love scripting out the actual the way we ask the questions to draw out the problem that we want the prospect to actually come to a call with, right? A really, 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 really good example of this is we have a client whose name is Conrad. His name is Conrad. He works with e-commerce stores. And for a lot, like a really long period of time there, he was going out there and asking a whole bunch of questions that, you know, got goals and got all the normal things you'd expect to get in Messenger. But because he wasn't clear on what pain points and problems he wanted people to come to a call to say, the scripting that he was communicating wasn't actually designed to actually get them to like almost have like a what's the word for it? Multiple choice answer. Like, cool. Like, if you're currently not at 100K per month in the e-commerce store, what we typically see is, you know, it's there aren't enough people dropping on the landing page. Not enough people are buying from the landing page, or your average order value isn't high enough, right? Like, do any of those actually resonate with you? Is anything like that happening, or is it something else entirely different that's preventing you from actually hitting that goal right now? And if so, would it be unreasonable to ask what that is, if that makes sense, right? As a natural consequence of doing that, his quality of call went up from, you know, not wanting to be there to getting him to a stage of actually people showing up wanting to actually buy things almost instantly, because the quality of person coming just changes the whole game, because they're there with the intent of getting that certain intentional problem solved, that if you use the right level of questioning and messaging, you can actually get them to draw out, or you can draw out what you want very intelligently, based on what you know is happening in the industry, based on the problems that your offer solves when you couple them together, right? When you do it this way, right, the person who comes to that call now has self-admitted that they have a problem that your offer solves. And now you guys can actually have a really strong connection and call together based on getting a problem solved that your offer solves, that they have admitted is an issue for them. And now it's a much clearer, more pleasant conversation around actually getting a problem solved at the same time too. And the outcome of that is higher quality calls, higher closing, more clients, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I guess the question for you, right, is like, if you're going to put the effort in to do the marketing, create the offers, get to people in Messenger, speak to the people, and actually get them to a call, wouldn't you rather actually get people on calls who already want what you're selling? Like, wouldn't that be the thing that you'd rather? The best way to do this is to make sure that the questioning that you have around the problem is based around the actual problem that you want someone to come to a call with. So having a couple of options can usually be really helpful around that. I love helping people do this. And when we do actually have a client that we're working with in a one-to-one nature, we actually go through all the possible options that might actually be available to them for that, so they can have the fucking diciest questioning out there to get someone to just say, cool, yep, that's it, let's go, right? And if it's not working to the best degree, we just want you to send us conversations as frequently as possible so we can review them, give you feedback, let you know why things aren't working, give you a real clear inclination as to what might be preventing you from getting to the goals that you like at the same time as well, so that you can actually fix the issues and not have to try and work all of it out yourself, which is where, in my opinion, most people suffer and have a huge and hard time with. We need change. We need someone to want to make a change. In order to do that, we need to have the right problem. Once we have the right problem, we can actually ask them if it would be in their best interest and if they would like to change that and actually get help to do so. The biggest hack that I have found to making this the easiest way possible, the easiest way to make this almost like like it would be unreasonable for you to actually like scale your business like crazy and actually get people on calls who genuinely want to already be there. The easiest hack in the world that I have found is making sure that your marketing speaks to the pain point that you want someone to come to a call with in the first place, and making sure that all the way that you are producing inbound lead flow is designed to actually make someone opt in who already has the issue that you're offer itself, or the way that you would like to help someone, is going to actually get them to self-admit at the level of opt-in to come and actually have a conversation with you about getting that fixed at the same time as well. My opinion is most people are looking at all the wrong places for all the right things. you're doing value posts and random questions and mission posts and all these different things that don't actually drive high quality leads. And the problem with this is, like, yeah, you might have stuff out there. People might see your name and face onto the stuff too. But when you get to a level of conversation, are you at a level of conversation where someone's already pre-considered and pre-admitted that they have a problem that your offer can solve before you even start a conversation with them? What you need to do differently is you need to make sure that all the lead magnets and all the two steps and all the hand-raising type posts that you put out there are all designed around something that your offer solves that you want people to say and agree to in Messenger. As an example of this, right? We have a bunch of clients that we work with. Actually, every client we work with, we help actually come up with lead magnet ideas and all sort of stuff as well. But two that really come to mind right now is someone whose name is Garrett, who works with the weirdest niche I've ever heard of in the world. I speak about Garrett quite a fair bit just because it's such a cool story. And it is the FFL gun dealers, right? Now, with Garrett, who was live 3 hours ago, which is awesome, every offer that we put out, because he sells SEO and websites for gun dealers on e-commerce platforms, if that makes sense, we make sure that everything that he puts out is based around something that only someone who has either already got an e-commerce store or a Shopify store that actually speaks to the FFL niche or already doing SEO in some way, shape, and form. Like, all the lead magnets that go out are all designed around someone who already has the things in place. So they're already qualified, i.e., in this specific example, he's obviously speaking to someone like how to increase your website's conversion rate, right? Which assumes that the person he's speaking to already has a website for FFL selling of guns, weirdest thing in the world, which means that the person who opts into this is going to be an FFL dealer who already is qualified and has a website, who already has decided that they would like to get their conversion rates increased on their website, which tells us from the level of marketing that this person either already has a problem that we can solve, i.e. increasing conversion rates, or wants to get something like that in place, which puts us in a position where they have already pre-admitted that they would like to have something changed in their world based off the type of thing that they've opted into that already speaks to the exact offer that we have, the exact problems that we solve, and the exact pain points that we can actually help solve for them at the same time as well. And so when someone opts into that, you can now start the conversation by finding out, cool, man. So hypothetically, right? You've opted into this about website conversions and stuff too, right? Like, is this something you're currently struggling with? Maybe I can give you a bit of an insight or whatever it is, right? Like, tell me how many sales you're currently getting from the website. How many would you rather be getting? Is it just the conversion rates? Is there anything else that's preventing you from doing that right now? Is that something you would like to change? And would you like help doing that, right? By having your marketing already very clearly and very intentionally designed to make sure that the person who opts in to the things that you put out there already has the problem that you want solved and is based on a pain point that someone would already want to change, no matter the circumstances of whether they've already started with it or not. Now, when you actually get into Messenger and have a conversation with someone around this, now you're in a position where asking them if they have a problem around the thing they already have opted in about is like, it's an obvious yes. And now you're in a position where if you would actually ask them if they would like to change that, they have trust that you can fix it because the marketing already speaks to that. And they've seen the asset that you gave away, whatever it is. And you've had a small conversation about it. And you're in a position now where you can hop on a call and there's a huge level of respect. And you're actually speaking about making a change together instead of going, who the fuck are you and what do you do? Like most people add their experience, which destroys their ability to actually sign clients or get the respect that they deserve or the recurring revenue that they want. And it's, you're suffering very heavily from this right now too. And I don't want that for you, right? The way we help with this, right, and why this works so well is like we will reverse engineer every single pillar that someone has in their offer and break it down into the three main pillars and then what ingredients create those pillars, right? So like with websites, it's conversion rates, different templates and platforms. And there's a multitude of different things that we can choose to give away. We break this down with clients and work out what can we test this week, what worked, what didn't. And then when we find ones that work, we come up with like four or five different ways to actually market the same lead magnet. So you can actually just get weeks of lead flow coming in from the thing that already proved to sign clients in the first place and give you a strong feedback loop on do more of this, do less of this. So you don't have to make, you don't have to sit there wondering, am I doing the right thing or not? And can you can essentially speed up the volume of clients you can take on with minimal mistakes because you know that what you're doing is actually the right thing because we're giving you the feedback loop to be able to support that at the same time as well. The reason we've been able to help clients scale from 3K to 300K, from 15K to 70K last month, like Garrett, or like Rudy, who's another of our clients who works in the floor coding niche, to go from 12K up to 55K monthly recurring revenue in like 6 months, is because we focus on making sure that the marketing speaks directly to the pain point, making sure that all the conversations they had in Messenger are based on change and fixing problems and why they would want to change that, and then get into a call and just having a very clear strategy session around actually solving that for them as to why people can actually scale things up. And why I think that most people get this wrong is because they're out there trying to figure this out on their own, or you're engineering a system that's broken that you just can't see, and you're suffering because you're in a position where you just can't actually understand how to actually change it, or you've got so many ideas, so many ways to change it, that you're in a position where you're struggling to work out what to do because you have too many ideas and you're in analysis paralysis. And if this is something that you are experiencing, or if that resonates with you at all, and if you'd like for us to come in and possibly reverse engineer your offer, tell you exactly what to do to produce inbound lead flow with the right type of people and can help you come up with all the right ideas with the lead magnets in a one-to-one nature where I or someone else on the team will actually break down what you should post, when to post it, and give you feedback on whether it's working or not, help you come up with the right scripting, break down everything, and give you a really clear inclination as to why your conversations may be working or may not be working right now, and help even role play with you to actually bring that through to a point where you can't actually get to a stage where you wouldn't have a full sales call of calendar, a full calendar full of sales calls for you or a team member, and actually have direct access one-to-one to be able to ask as many questions in order so you could actually scale your offer. If you don't want to do it alone anymore, my suggestion is that you reach out, we get an audit booked in where we can audit what isn't working for you right now and give you some really clear inclinations on what you can do with or without us anyway. We'll give you some really clear insight. If it's time to work with us, awesome, come work with us. If it's not, you don't need to. The best way to do that is to reach out to me and say, hey, I would love to chat about that. And we'll get a call booked. I'll review what isn't working in your world right now. And we'll actually get you a really clear plan on what to do to scale things up, no matter the outcome at the same time as well. But if you want to work with us, that's awesome. If you don't, that's cool too. We have payment plans. We have all different things to get someone started to make it really easy. And I'd love to help support you guys in that at the same time as well. If by chance you guys would like to see a couple of more things first before you even consider doing that, my suggestion is to, if you would like this problem finding checklist, the script itself, if you guys like a copy of this, where we actually go through the questions, go through how to get the gap and find out if that person has a problem, if they want to make that change, this is what I suggest you do. You comment the word scripts below, we send that across, and you can have a look through it, work out what's going on, and when you're ready, hop on a call with us. We'll help scale things up and help you scale either your agency, consulting business, or sales training company. And I can't wait to see you guys fucking crush it. Hope you guys have an amazing day. I'm 1 minute late for my team huddle. I'll see you all very, very, very soon. Hope this is helpful. Peace.